piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. One of the most identifiable odors and flavors in the world is a wonderful substance called vanilla.
Ah, vanilla.
We actually talked about this on our very first program.
15 years ago.
Yeah. And we concluded that vanilla was...
A perfume.
A perfume, yes. Well, it's a flavoring.
It is definitely a flavoring agent, but it's highly aromatic, and its odor carries for a long way. It's an orchid, a pod of an orchid from Mesoamerica.
Yes, it is. It's one of those great gifts to the rest of the world from the post-Columbian experience. But you know what's really curious, Greg, is that I was reading up on it, studying about vanilla a little bit, and I realized that according to Waverly Root, at least, one of my favorite historians of food, I've never actually had vanilla in my life. I've had extract of vanilla.
Well, that's the most common way.
I went over to your house, of course, and you have about 17 different ways that one can get genuine vanilla into your body. Including vanilla paste.
The pod is really the purest way because this is what extracts are made from and what pastes are made from. And the pod, it's an amazing structure because it takes a long time to get to the point where it's actually available to be sold. It's tropical. In Hawaii, I visited a vanilla farm. So we actually got to see vanilla growing on trees in nature. The pods are green at first, and they smell definitely of vanilla when they're green. But then when they're ripe, they start turning a darker brownish, and then they're harvested, and then they have to go through a very complicated process of curing and ripening. They're plucked as pods when they're 6 months old, and then there's another 6 months of treatment before the beans are actually ready to be turned into extract or to be sold as beans or to be converted into paste. The pollination of the plant in Mexico, where the plant originated, there was a particular species of bee that was the pollinator. But it only happens there. Yeah. And so at first, when they took vanilla plants and tried to propagate them elsewhere, they couldn't do it.
Yeah, it didn't work out very well.
It didn't work out very well because it turns out if you don't have that bee species, and they even took the bee species over to a different country, it didn't work there.
They didn't transport very
They didn't transplant well. Around 1840 or so, they discovered hand pollination.
A 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, a very young boy figured it out, where you had to actually open up the flower, and then you have the anther, the male part, and the stigma, the female part. In nature, the two parts are actually separated by some kind of a membrane. So you take the pollen from the anther and stick it onto the stigma. So the hand pollination will allow you to produce the pods. And that's what's done today all over the world.
It's hand-intensive labor and
well, that's
why
one of the reasons why vanilla is so expensive. You have the hand pollination, plus you have this extraordinarily long time before the pod actually becomes a commercial product.
The Aztecs didn't have it nearly so hard. They used it all the time.
Yes.
And they didn't have too much of a problem with it. The thing is, Waverly Root, for instance, was complaining about the fact that, well, scientists, of course, got their nasty little fingers involved, and they soon isolated what created that marvelous flavor, and they simply created it in the laboratory. Vanillin is the substance.
Vanillin is the actual main flavor component.
Yeah. And they manufactured it itself. He maintained that the majority of the so-called vanilla that we all use and enjoy is actually not vanilla at all. It's something else.
If you buy artificial vanilla in a bottle, what you're getting is pure vanillin. If you're buying pure vanilla extract, which is an alcoholic extract, it's a mixture of several hundred different compounds in addition to vanillin. And that's why the pure extract is going to give you a much more complex flavor.
Yes.
You can make your own vanilla extract at home. You can take whole vanilla beans and soak them in alcohol for a couple of months, and you'll have your own extract. At home, if I'm using a vanilla pod to flavor a sauce, like a crème anglaise, fairly thick sauce, after it's done the flavoring, I take the pod out and I rinse it underwater and I pat it dry, and then I put it into a jar of sugar where within a couple of days it's flavored the sugar and I have vanilla sugar.
People use it in baking, and you use the same pod over and over again until it's depleted.
And you can grind it up with sugar, grind up part of a bean with some sugar and the spice milk, and then you can use that sugar added to plain sugar to make a wonderful batter for cookies and cakes.
By the way, if you notice that a label proudly says that this is Madagascar or bourbon, that means it's from the major producers of vanilla.
Yes.
In Madagascar and Ile de Reunion off the east coast of Africa. They are the major producers.
The major producers. And you have Mexican vanilla, you have the bourbon vanilla, and you also have Tahitian vanilla.
Good things to know. And if you want to know some more, come back and listen to
The Food Guys. Da 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 da